Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Former President Joe Biden has been diagnosed, as you heard, with an aggressive form of prostate cancer. To break down the diagnosis, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Sandy Srinivas, professor of urology oncology at Stanford Medicine. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So this cancer, and I keep seeing this, has a Gleason score of 9 that has metastasized to the bone. So what does the jargon mean here?
So prostate cancer is the most common cancer in older men. And this Gleason grading is just a numerical form of what the pathologist looks at, the biopsy under the microscope. And you can have a highest possible score of 10. And we know that the president has a score of 9, which is an aggressive form. So what that tells us is what is the likelihood of this cancer leaving the prostate and metastasizing to other areas.
It looks like it already has metastasized to the bone. They say that the cancer is hormone sensitive. Does that mean that he's a good candidate for hormone therapies?
Yes. So having a bone metastasis, which is the most common site of metastasis for prostate cancer, puts him in a stage 4. But having said that, prostate cancer is not curable when it's stage 4, but it's highly treatable. And it is exquisitely dependent on the male hormone testosterone. So when we say hormonal treatments, all of our treatments are aimed at either lowering the testosterone in the body or making testosterone unavailable to the tumor cells.
Ah, so that can slow it down and maybe shrink it, giving him a little longer time?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've had a remarkable decade of progress in prostate cancer, where there be multiple clinical trials showing us that by giving him an injection and a tablet, which is what the hormonal therapy would be, that improves longevity and improves quality of life with treatment. And chemotherapy is somewhat controversial, and it becomes harder as patients get older. So the use of these injections and the tablet would be the best approach going forward.
I was just going to ask about that. Former President Biden is 82. So what does that mean about his treatment?
I mean, age is definitely taken into consideration. We know that many of our treatments do take a toll as patients get older. And we have a choice of agents that we can use. And we take age and frailty into a big consideration when we think about what the best choice is for a given patient. So I do think his age will make an impact in what the choice of his treatment is. But we are confident that the use of hormonal therapy with an injection and a tablet should certainly give him a good option with the likelihood of that controlling his disease and helping with his longevity as well.
Thank you so much for letting us into your brain for just a little bit.
You're welcome.
That's Dr. Sandy Srinivas. She's professor of urologic oncology at Stanford Medicine.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.